JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Ministry of Education signs a memorandum of understanding to implement GIS technology in schools. And later we bring you a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Livestush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jn for further details.
The Ministry of Education has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to manage the Geographical Information Systems, GIS, technology in 57 secondary and tertiary schools. The MOU follows an enterprise license agreement by the government last year for the provision of unlimited supply of geospatial technology by the Environmental Systems Research Institute, ESRI, the leading supplier of GIS software and products globally. Assistant Chief Education Officer in the Educational Planning Unit of the Ministry of Education, Dasmin Kennedy, says the signing of the MOU is timely and commendable.
It is envisaged that the competence developed under such a condition will bolster human capital development and will in turn boost economic growth and development to advance the prosperity agenda. The benefits of this software are abounding.
Ms. Kennedy says the initiative is being implemented at a time when robust efforts are underway to ensure equitable access to quality education for all children. She adds that the Education Ministry is committed to establishing an implementation committee to monitor and provide guidance under the terms of agreement. Under the MOU, the technology implemented in the selected schools will be used for educational, training, and research purposes. GIS Day will be observed on November 16. The day is used to highlight the technology designed to capture, store, manipulate, analyze, manage, and present all types of spatial and geographical data. Science, technology, and innovation play a fundamental role in the creation of wealth, economic development, and the improvement of the quality of life for citizens. That's why goal number 3, outcome 11, aims to create a technology-enabled society. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Children need your love and protection
so we can achieve our full potential.
Work with us and guide us.
Love us.
Don't abuse us.
Spend quality time with us.
That's a plus. We are the future.
Children need our love and protection.
A message from the National Child Month Committee.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Time now for a Child Month tip. Help your child create his or her own reading corner. Set up a writing and art area and encourage children to be creative. That tip was brought to you by the Child Development Agency in association with the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, the Office of the Children's Registry is inviting students between 10 and 16 years old to apply to become child ambassadors for the period 2016 to 2018. Applications must be submitted by May 15. Download forms and get more information at ocr.gov.jm. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time when we'll highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.